Welcome back. It's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Tomorrow night at Morgan State University, a new oratorio by the internationally acclaimed African-American composer James Lee III will receive its world premiere. Dr. Lee is on the faculty at Morgan State, as is collaborator on this project, Vincent Dion Stringer, who heads the Morgan State Opera Department. He wrote the libretto for the new piece. It's called Mother's Lament, So Many Names Unknown, So Many Sons Lost. James Lee III and Vincent Dion Stringer join me in the studio. Guys, it's great to see you.
It's great to see you.
It's great to be here.
Thanks for having
us. So, Vincent, the idea for this project with you and James came out of the uprising in April of 2015.
Actually, it came from the uprising in Ferguson. And James Lee contacted me from Brazil while he was on Fulbright. And he was watching this unfold on CNN. And he reached out to me via Facebook and asked me to write a text for it. He wanted to express something musically. So he encouraged me to read the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and that inspired the Lamentations of a Prisoner of Hope, which Mother's Lament is chapter 2 of that.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
And James, what a difficult challenge it is to capture in sound, to capture in harmony and melody and rhythm the intense and nuanced and complex emotions surrounding events like Ferguson or Cleveland or Baltimore or this, you know, Baton Rouge, this long list of places that have become iconic now.
Oh, yes. I remember when I asked Vincent to set this particular Lamentations, which is now Mother's Lament, it was very helpful for me to hear him read the poem and recite it. And I meditated on it, and I thought about reflected on that, and I thought about the actual cadences throughout the text and how I would actually provide a musical commentary to these events.
This is part of a series of things that you're doing at Morgan, Vincent, the Freedom, Love, and Light Project. What's that?
Well, the Freedom, Love, and Light Project is our way as artists of remembering the loved ones lost in the city of Baltimore to violence, honoring their families. Tomorrow night, this is a multimedia tribute to families who've lost loved ones to violence. So there will be mothers and fathers, family members, brothers and sisters and cousins sitting in the audience whose names, the names of their loved ones will appear on the screen during a second movement, Mother's Fear. But also in the program, there'll be a list of the names, the Many Names Unknown Project, which is right now about 1,000 names from January of 2013 to the present day. And we're going to, over time, go through and really develop profiles on each of these individuals, moving them from a statistical number to a real person, a loved one that is remembered by photographs and stories.
So, James, give us the lay of the land here in terms of the forces you have. Vincent mentioned it's a multimedia presentation. Who's all involved in this?
Well, in the musical aspect, it's Marquita Lister singing the soprano part. It's for soprano and treble voices, which will include the women from the Morgan State University Choir. And then there are men's chorus, orchestra. And then there's also an aspect where Eric Briscoe has painted this wonderful, done this wonderful painting of a mother and her three sons looking up in terms of a mother's prayer that reflects the last movement. And then we also have video recordings of women and mothers who have expressed their grief at the loss of their son.
So this is violence and loss of life, not just police misconduct, but just, you know, throughout the community.
Throughout the community. There's a question in the poem. The threat, and it's a statement, the threat is very real out there, but who's the bigger threat? My son, our community, the police? Where exactly does the danger lay? That's a poignant question. And on Sunday afternoon, we will have a dialogue at the University Chapel from 4 to 6 with some of those mothers and clergy and community leaders participating in a discussion about that question. So there is in addition, there is an art exhibition, a civil arts movement by some of the young people that have participated in the Youth Arts Institute at Morgan this summer. They've created works of art in expression that opens today and will remain open until the end of October in the atrium at the James E. Lewis Museum.
Yeah, so you're touching all the bases artistically here. I mean, visual art, music, performance, you know, videos, that kind of thing. I mean, James, what's the obligation of artists to address issues like this, issues of our time?
I think one obligation is art, especially in my field in music and composition, has a way of reaching to the inner soul of a person more than perhaps a visual representation, because music somehow passes the various nerves in our brain that moves us and moves our emotions to want to make positive change, effect positive change. And I think this particular work and what has become of my musical commentary along with the text will hopefully really bring about that emotion in one so that they will want to help to bring about a positive change, more peace and less violence.
Yeah, so this is about moving people to make a difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, break a leg, you guys.
Thank you so much.
The three of us have worked together on many projects, and I have just the highest respect for you, and I'm just sick that I can't make the premiere, but I look forward to hearing a recording and talking to you more about it. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Vincent Dion Stringer and James Lee III are the creative team behind Mother's Lament, So Many Names Unknown, So Many Sons Lost. You can catch the world premiere of this new oratorio tomorrow night at the Gilliam Concert Hall and the Murphy Fine Arts Center at Morgan State University. Julian Benishew conducts the Mid-Atlantic Orchestra with soprano Marquita Lister, bass baritone Robert Cantrell, and the renowned Morgan State University Choir, the Singing Sensations Youth Choir, and singers from several HBCU choruses. The concert begins at 8. We've got a link to the details on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today, and after 10 and a half years, this is the final edition of Maryland Morning, as I've mentioned earlier. Beginning Monday, we're happy to introduce On the Record, a new interview program that my friend and colleague Sheila Cast will host weekday mornings from 9:30 to 10. I'll be moving to midday, Monday through Friday, at noon. Our guest on Monday will be Dr. Sonia Santelices, the president and CEO of the Baltimore City Public Schools. We'll check in with her about how this new school year is going and what her plans are as she settles into her new job. I'm looking forward to my new job here at WIPR, and on behalf of all of us who have been part of bringing you Maryland Morning over the years, thank you for tuning in and being part of this program. Back in 2006, Sheila, Nathan, and I were honored to be given the opportunity to be with you most mornings, and I hope you'll continue to tune in as Sheila returns to the mornings with On the Record and as I migrate to the noon hour with Midday. All of us on the teams of both shows pledge to you our commitment to bringing you stories that matter and voices who reflect the full spectrum of what's going on in our communities and beyond. The director, engineer, and co-host of Maryland Morning is Nathan Sterner. Nathan, it has been a great pleasure working with you on this gig. Thank you so much.
And thank you so much yourself, Tom.
The show is produced by Rob Sivak, Bridget Armstrong, and Kathleen Cahill, with production assistance from Lauren Ferguson. Austin Coughlin from Clean Cuts wrote and recorded our theme music. Coffee for our guests provided by Zeke's Coffee in Lauraville. You can find them online at zekescoffee.com. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for listening. Garrison Keillor is up next with the Writer's Almanac. I'll see you on Midday on Monday. Have a great weekend.